What's happening, everybody? How you doing? Hope you're well. We got to talk about free speech. Again, we got to do it again. Because I'm sure you've already heard about the YouTube purge. This is something that is happening now, 2019. They have completely revamped their guidelines about what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say, what subjects you're allowed to talk about, what you're not allowed to talk about, what's offensive, what's not offensive. And there is this roundtable group of people that get to decide what all these definitions are, what's allowed and what's not allowed. Think about it. Our parents are meeting right now to find out what the rules are to keep us in line. And so I gotta share my bit about this. Now, if you listen to the interview that Jack Dorsey did on the Rogan podcast, or any of these other people, the Zuckerberg hearings, or if you've actually read through the guidelines, like, they're trying to convey this idea that, hey, we're just trying to make a more comfortable space for all of our patrons, all the people that watch YouTube, all the people that make videos. And so we're just trying to make it a comfortable place for everybody, so it doesn't alienate anybody. And I mean, that's all just code for we're trying to fall in lockstep with our sponsors. And I mean, no matter what the argument is, we all know that this isn't just about trying to make people comfortable and all that. This is about a political agenda. It's a political agenda because there's political action being taken at the same time that there's action being taken on these social media networks. There's political action being taken to stifle free speech. It's just getting absolutely ridiculous. And as this last week has unfolded, more and more people are posting all over about how they're getting censored on YouTube. And we know that Facebook is updating their policies, and Instagram is updating their policies, and everybody's going in lockstep with this social progressive, social justice, progressive, cultural Marxist thing. And there's labels now being assigned to people that have particular views. So if you even go a little bit towards a conservative end on one issue or another, or a free market end, or a liberty, or a I'm suspicious, so therefore you're a conspiracy theorist if you're suspicious of your government or people that have tremendous amounts of money, power, and influence. If you're suspicious and you're doing videos to question what happened, questioning the official narrative of certain events that have a lot of holes in them, that we're just asking questions, which that's part of a liberal, that's part of true liberty. That's part of a truly free society where you have the ability to criticize those in power. That's the whole point. If you lose that ability, then all hope is lost when it comes to freedom. And we all know that that is what politically is desired by the political elites, is they are done with the freedom experiment. They do not want any more freedom. And they are trying to move everything towards a socialist utopia, as they like to put it. And so when you want to critique that and say, hey, I got a question about that, I've, you know, look at all this stuff in history about where these things have gone wrong. And if you censor people that have opinions, even if you don't like their opinions, eventually they're going to come after you, the censors, for your opinion, because it never stops here. So even if the argument is, hey, Dave, it's our private social media platform and we can have whoever we want in here, it's like a restaurant. If there's a patron in the restaurant that we don't like, he's wearing a Trump hat, or he's wearing something that says some controversial slogan on his t-shirt, we got to kick him out of the restaurant. You know, or if some vegans come in and do a protest, everybody's eating, of course that's hurting the business, so you're going to kick the vegans out. That's how they're arguing. YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are, except even government agencies have come, and congressional hearings and all these different things have officially stated that these social media outlets are the public marketplace. So you have to have a different level of regulation on those social media outlets, because we're talking about censoring free speech and we're talking about altering public opinion. If you have and this is how it works, okay? Just let's look at this chronologically. It started out with radio and television. Well, radio, then television, then it's moved into social media, YouTube, and online platforms. It used to be, I think they said back in the early 2000s, or late 90s, there was like 80 to 90 different companies that were independently owned that were owned media shares everywhere. And now it's down to like four or five. So we saw a consolidation of power and influence in the media. And we had these big giant companies that rose up and took over and consolidated all the little guys and became the big corporations. And so people started to see that the reporting was slanted, articles weren't being printed. Anytime you have a suspicion about something or you have a question about something, the media just laughs at you and writes about it in a way that is not unbiased. It's very biased. And so people started going, you know what? I don't want to get my news from CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, CBC, CTV, any of these different news agencies. I'm going to go and research it myself or go and find alternative media outlets, which were made up by rogue maverick journalists or researchers or bloggers that started doing independent research and gaining their own sources and then reporting on things and then traveling the world and taking a camera and going on the streets and reporting the event, so that there was a way for the average person to compare and contrast the information they were getting from the mainstream news. So it was an alternative news to the mainstream news, which actually it shouldn't be really alternative. It should just be that's news. All the information that we're getting from different sources of different people saying, hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. This happened. You now, as a person consuming information and informing your opinion, can now look at all these divergent points and go, yeah, this is where I fall on the spectrum. This is what I think. I've been convinced the most by these arguments. But now we live in an age where if you're convinced by arguments that are fact-based, that are researched, that are well-presented, that are, they're not fueled by hate. You can't just cry hate and bully every time you've come across something you don't like and censor that. It's an alternative opinion to your opinion. But who put you in the position of power to say what the objective reality and the objective truth is? And I'm speaking, obviously, to anyone that would go out and censor, actively censor other people. Why don't I feel the need to censor opinions that I don't like? Why don't I feel the need to wake up in the morning and go and find all the YouTube channels that disagree with my point? Like I just did, my last episode was on heaven and hell. Does it exist? Did I offend a whole bunch of religious people by suggesting that the way that they're reading these holy ancient texts is a misunderstanding? That might be offensive to people, and I can understand why, because if you're emotionally vested in your belief system and you hear contrary information, there's going to be a cognitive dissonance situation happening, and that creates a negative vibration, then you get pissed off. Because when truth comes in your face, it pisses you off first, then you let it percolate, then it's undeniable, and then you go, fine, it's true, I was wrong. So what they're trying to do by censoring another side, whether it's true or not, is eliminate choice in the argument. Eliminate the other side of the debate, because they've already lost the debate. And I'm talking about the radical left, the globalist corporate elites. I don't know what to call them anymore. Just people that are acting in a very juvenile way to a very natural progression of history, which is that people are going to have different opinions. People are not going to agree politically. They're not going to believe. They're not going to agree religiously. They're not going to agree as individuals. Even you could be in one church and going to a church where you have other people that agree with you on abortion and agree with you on whether Jesus rose from the dead, or they agree with you on whether Moses parted the Red Sea, but they maybe don't agree with you on spanking. And so within your own little grouping, you will have disagreements with other people. It is inevitable. You can never erase it. And that's what these social engineers are ultimately trying to do. And I know that not just because YouTube is starting to censor people. They're a little pawn in a bigger game that even they don't understand they're a part of. And eventually the axe is going to come down on those people as well. Right now, it's all about far left-wing ideology and bringing back and resurrecting communism. Even the communists are going to get hunted down eventually. It's not going to matter. Even though it doesn't matter. Right now, everybody's like, oh, they're persecuting the Christians and allowing Islam to get away with murder. Yeah, eventually they're going to come after the Muslims too again. It goes in cycles. People that are trying to socially engineer society and trying to censor public opinion and censor speech, these people aren't the only ideology that they have is victim ideology. So whoever the victim is, they'll align with them for the day. But then when that person's the authority and becomes the overwhelming majority, then they'll turn on them too, because again, they're like, well, you used to be the minority, now you're the majority, so now I'm the victim on the other side now because it's convenient, because I have a victim mentality. That to me seems a little bit more realistic when we look at everything happening. You know, you gotta look at it all happening. Like I just did dodgeball. They're coming after dodgeball. Coming after sports. No touching in school. Softening down, taming you. And then on the ideological front, taming your mind. It used to be done by the mainstream media because the mainstream media was the only thing that existed. And you couldn't independently produce your own media. I couldn't come on. I didn't have a platform 20 years ago where I could come on and say whatever I want and gain followers and do all that kind of stuff, right? I didn't have that ability. I was granted that ability. Someone invented it. Thank you, YouTube. And then now they are trying to use that as another net to censor public opinion. Because the one thing that people who are control freaks, let's just call them control freaks, and they come in all shapes and sizes, and they come from all different camps, and they come from all different political and religious affiliations and gender identities. Control freaks exist in the human race, in the species, in the psychology of human beings that are underdeveloped minds. That's what they are. You're seeing underdeveloped minds. These people are incredibly brilliant in some areas, but completely dumb as a bag of hammers in other areas. And there's also fear and anxiety that comes into this. You could think of it from a financial perspective, that the far left, these globalist elites, who are using the far left as their hammer right now, next month it'll be the far right. Like, these people are not affiliated to what you're affiliated to. They do not adhere. I'm talking about, you know, I'm bringing it to the big perspective. The stuff that I'm not allowed to talk about. The stuff that has got my channel shadow banned. Talking about geopolitical elites that have a religion, they have their own ideology, and they are using their power to gain more power and to have a massive power differential against the masses of people that have always existed, always will exist. There's always predatory types, people that are psychopaths that are going to rise to positions of power, and they're going to create the world in their own image, okay? That's not a conspiracy theory, that's just a fact of reality. So when people like me are tracking that, and even though you make mistakes when you're tracking, when you're a hunter and you're hunting something, or you're a detective and you're trying to find out who did something or what the truth is about anything, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make tactical errors. You're going to mess up. You're going to say the wrong thing. When you do as much content as I do, shit comes out of my mouth all the time that I'm like, what, did I even say that? That was something going on in my head. You know, I got to work on my inner monologue. Like, it's just normal. So if they're going to catch you at every little infraction and shut you down, and especially when your message is freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of movement, freedom of association, you know, all the great tenets upon which the West was built that they are now trying to destroy. All of those things are under attack simultaneously right now in the mainstream, because the media is allowing you to see this. You are aware of one fact of that, one aspect of that, which is this YouTube Vox censorship thing. And that's also another interesting thing. This wasn't just YouTube acting on its own. This was influenced by Vox. Vox. If anybody should be censored, it's Voxed, okay? And it's because they just put out a lot of bullshit all the time. But I don't even want them censored. I want them to be free to say whatever bullshit they want. But when they can't win a debate, and they see someone like Steven Crowder, and they're like, you're enemy number one, you're hateful, you're offensive, and I can't have a space to absorb content when I'm constantly running into your video. Like, the easy solution is don't watch Steven Crowder if you don't like what he says. Like, I don't watch Vox because I don't like what they say. Every time I've watched them, I come away shaking my head in disbelief that this is even possible. But I still don't want to go and wake up and go write YouTube a letter and go, you know what? Vox is twisting the minds of the young and turning them into a bunch of degenerate losers. We should censor them. No, my response to that is, oh, it's a free market. You need to have those opinions out there that you disagree with. You need extremes. It's funny, and I don't agree with a lot of these different things, but I still want them to exist so that we can be viewed and it can be analyzed and it can be criticized by the individual, not by some nanny state that's going to tell you what to think, how to be, what to watch, what not to watch. I'm a grown-ass person. Like, you have YouTube Kids. Why don't all the offended people just tune into YouTube Kids? It's just Anna and Elsa videos and Lego videos. Those aren't offensive, right? Surely they're not offensive. Why don't you let them, you say, okay, guys, if the adult YouTube is too much for you, then you can't handle conservative thought, libertarian thought, conspiratorial thought, alternative thought of any kind, if you can't handle the flat earth people, if you can't handle different opinions about things, then we have this app called YouTube Kids where none of that stuff is on there. It's just a bunch of Walt Disney videos and people opening up kids' toys and Kinder Eggs and stuff. So just go there because you won't get offended. That's the safe space on YouTube. So YouTube, you already created a safe space. Put all the people that are always offended by everything with the kids. That's what I would do. And then let the adults be adults and we'll talk it out amongst ourselves. We'll work it out amongst ourselves. And if the sponsors got a problem with it, we'll go out and find different sponsors. Because how is it that someone like Steven Crowder, who's not, he's tame. Come on, he's freaking tame. How's someone like him, the threat, the big threat, the big enemy, that you have to now censor thousands and thousands of YouTube accounts? Not allow people to live stream, not allow people to monetize their videos, taking Dan Dix completely out of his business income, you know, taking away $5,000 a month from that guy, like that, without any real explanation and without any ability for Dan or anybody else to rebut it and argue it and go through any kind of process. You're just like, oh, he said something that I don't agree with. I'm going to censor him. What the hell? What the hell, bro? I don't understand what your rationale is. And every time I hear the rationale, I just shake my head. I'm like, no, that is not an argument. That is not good enough. You know what you're playing with? You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. And guess what? It's going to backfire on you. So in fact, I actually didn't make this video to resist what's happening. I think that we should encourage it. I think we should encourage as much censorship as possible. So much censorship. I think we should just let nature take its course again. I mean, we've had to learn this lesson a billion times in history, but why not just learn it again? For the benefit of all the young people that have been brainwashed in university and by the media, whose opinions have been crafted for them, they need to see the facts play out again. And so I think we should encourage this process to speed up. So I actually think that more people should be censored. I think more people should be taken offline. I think more posts should be taken down, because the more that this happens, the more it's going to help wake people up. And then it's going to encourage big players like the Joe Rogans, the Steven Crowders, Jordan Petersons, Stefan Molyneux's. I mean, just think of all the alternative commenters that are being targeted, all the conservative thinkers, all the free market people, all the entrepreneurial channels, right? Just anything that is not socialist extremism, they're all going to get hit, and then they're going to go and create a better system than YouTube that is free flowing. Like, you can actually, the amount of subscribers that you have, get the opportunity to see that you have a video posted, that they have sponsors and monetized, you know, the ability for people to set up their own donation. Like, imagine you had YouTube mixed with Patreon. Imagine you did that and you did it as an alternative it's not even alternative. You do something to make that the mainstream, to make YouTube realize that they made the biggest strategic tactical error they possibly could have done. You got to hit them where it really hurts, which is in the bank account. Okay? You got to hit them there. You got to hit them in the ratings. That's how you do it. That's the only way to do it. So encourage the process. Yeah, keep censoring everybody. Keep seeing. We're all looking for something else right now. Everybody's out there looking for another platform, another social media, a different YouTube. And there have been some that have come and they're okay, but we need something that is rock solid, that is as good or better than YouTube, and that is mixed with social media. So you have like a Patreon, Facebook, YouTube conglomerate that just goes together and there's no censorship. And I would like to do this experiment. There's no censorship. The only things you can't do are call for outright violence. Those are the only things. Everything else is free flow. And then you, as a consumer of content, you get to do something that, I know this sounds really extreme and controversial, guys, but you get to do something that is gonna blow your mind, okay? And so just bear with me, make sure you're sitting down for this, because I know this is a shocker, but you have the power of choice. You have the power of choice. You get to choose what kind of content you consume, what kind of opinions that you would like to side with, what kind of books you want to read, what kind of documentaries you want to watch. If you want to get into flat earth, get into it. I'm not a flat earther. I researched that shit for like over a year, and I constantly watch the debates on that, and I'm not convinced that the earth is flat. But do I want to see those guys censored and taken off YouTube and put in jail and put, like, no. I want them to be out there as, I want them to make so much money that they can fund their own expedition to the ice wall and then prove that shit once and for all. Or realize that they were wrong and go back to normal life. I want that ability for people to learn and exchange ideas. And maybe they'll prove me wrong. See, that's the beautiful thing about a free society. That's why you don't want to censor the people that have different opinions than you, because you might be wrong. And one day you might realize that you're wrong and wish that you didn't censor those people, because now you don't know how to learn more about it. You need alternative views. For Christ's sake, you need a different way of looking at the world. This is healthy. I posted a quote from Khalil Gibran, and he said something amazing about pain. And I love it because I'm a martial artist and I love this stuff. And I also have experienced it in my life. Any kind of pain, physical pain, psychological pain, emotional pain. Pain is the cracking of the shell that contains your understanding. So basically he's saying, in order to reach a new level of understanding, you have to understand that pain is your teacher. And once you go through the pain of, let's say, coming to find that there's different evidence and there's different facts that actually show that you held an opinion that was wrong. That's pain, psychological pain, the ego. You don't want to be wrong. You want to be right 100% of the time, but guess what? You're probably wrong 99% of the time, walking around with the false belief that you're right 100% of the time. So what's going to prove you wrong? What's going to be there to challenge you? Even if you were right, it's good to have a wrong opinion that's out there floating around so that you can bolster your argument and make it more substantial and make it stronger and educate yourself about what the other side is saying, and then go, you know what? I went through all the stuff and they don't have a point that has convinced me. I'm sticking true, and now I'm going to make my argument even more sophisticated. That's why you want to have different points of view. I don't care if people are offended by my content. I don't care. It's out of my hands. I say it. People can take it. They can be offended by it. They can follow up on the sources. They can think about it. They can critique me. They can argue with me. I'm totally cool with that. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of different opinions. I don't care. What I'm afraid of is when people with different opinions want to take my right away to voice my opinion that might be contrary to theirs. I don't like that, because that never plays out well. It never has in history. It's not playing out well right now, and it won't in the future, and it will condemn everybody. What's the old saying? First they came from the Jews. I was not Jew, so I didn't raise any resistance. Then they came from the trade unionists. I wasn't a trade unionist, so I didn't say anything. Then they came for blah, 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 all these different people. And then by the time they came for me, there was no one left to speak out for me. This is one of the pinnacle lessons in history. This is a quote that comes from a priest from World War II. Can't remember his name right now. But, you know, just think about that. Those people out there, even people watching this right now, the YouTube AI robots watching this right now, determining whether or not I fall within the guidelines that are basically just a Rubik's Cube of twisted jargon that we can't understand, and there's no congruent, like, consistency to. Whoever's watching this right now, you need to understand how important this conversation is. And you might be the one cheering the fact that Dan Dix, Crowder, Alex Jones, Rogan, whoever's all getting censored, me, whoever, Unslaved, we've been censored many times. We just went and created our own shit, and one day they're going to come after that too. But whatever, you keep moving on. But you need to realize that one day they're coming for you. And by them, I mean the control freaks in our society that don't have a knowledge of history, that don't have any self-esteem, and that way everything is perceived as an attack. Anything that's different, anything that's outside of that narrative is wrong. And this is cult-like behavior, ladies and gentlemen. Call it for what it is. I don't care what side of any argument you're on. Look at the traits. Look at what cult leaders do. I did a show, which one was it? It was the collectivism one. If you go back and you look up the collectivism one, it's close to 3 hours long, I know, but that's how long it takes. When you go through it, you start to there's a part where I go through the 20 traits of a psychopath and then the 20 traits of a cult leader to find out, are you in a cult? Okay. The signs of being involved in a cult are when you have no right to dissent. You have no freedom to argue. They give you the pillars of their cult, and those are non-negotiable. And that's why it's a cult. And that's why so many spineless people love it, is because it gives them a prescription for life so they don't have to think for themselves. And cult leaders sit there with the smile and they're like, yeah, bring on the Benjamins. This is awesome. Everybody's buying it, hook, line, and sinker. Oh, that guy's trying to convince everybody they're in a cult. Hey, silence. Hey, sit down. Shut up. Take him off the air. We don't want people thinking for themselves, thinking critically, using their own brains. We're going to be the brain for them. The AI supercomputers that work behind Google and YouTube are going to be your brain. Do you understand? Alexa is going to be your brain. It's not... You're going to sit there in your home with your stupid speaker thing that speaks back to you a bunch of shit. You're going to be like, hey, Alexa, what do you know about Alex Jones? And they're only going to tell you one side. Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist that has been thoroughly debunked and has been taken off the air for treason. And then a couple years later, you're like, hey, Alexa, who's Alex Jones? Who? What? What are you talking about? Doesn't exist. No files found. All right? If they can erase those people, love them or hate them, they can erase you. So this is why there's that pinnacle quote in Western civilization, which is that I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death. To the death! You're right to say it. I have my gripes with flat earth people. I've had debates, I've talked to people, I don't even want to cover it on my channel because I know what happens, because I believe that that is a cult, but that's my opinion. And you can love that or hate that or agree with it or not or partially agree, it doesn't matter. But guess what? When I start seeing in the actual guidelines on YouTube, anything that is conspiracy related, questioning the events of 9/11, flat earth, vaccines, so Big Pharma, because that's one of the sponsors, by the way, on and on we could go, then... it's going to be censored and taken down and demonetized, and you'll never see their videos in your feed. That's what they're saying. And so they're going to start with that, and you might go, well, I think that 9/11 happened exactly the way they tell me, and I think that the earth is a sphere, and I think that, which I do, but whatever, I think that vaccines are the best thing that have ever been invented and have saved us from all the plagues of all time, and there's no pharmaceutical agenda or benefits or whatever, and blah, blah, blah. You can think whatever you want. But one day, they're going to come after your issue. And you're going to be censored. And your favorite rock band is going to be censored and not allowed to sing at a certain venue. And your favorite dancer won't be voted in at the top of America's Got Talent. And your channel will be censored because you like chocolate chip cookies. And, you know, what happens if the future is just raw vegan? And you're now, it's law. You cannot consume meat anymore. You cannot consume dairy. You cannot consume anything. You have no freedom. Even if you're a vegan, you're like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Yes, censorship, take away liberty. Because I want my view of the world to be everybody's view of the world. Because if my view of the world was everybody's view of the world would be peaceful. Do you know how many psychopaths in history have said this? Do you know how many dictators in history have said this? Do you know that this has been the political policy of Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Stalin and Lenin, Nero, all of them? I'm going to make the world a better place by destroying freedom. That's what's going to do it. No, the closest we ever got to a better world was when we said, you know what? We've been living on our knees in front of monarchs for thousands of years. We should probably just have a self-determined life and give people more freedom and maybe take away all these strict controls by the monarchy that have on the economy and maybe let a free trade happen between merchants and see how that goes. Maybe we shouldn't have all this bureaucracy and then hierarchy and all that. We should let nature take its course. That was the closest we got to prosperity and freedom. That's what made the world a better place. And it only took a short period of time. And then as soon as that rose up, they're like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. We have random people now becoming more powerful than kings and queens and popes. We can't have that shit. We can't have PewDiePie having how many millions of subscribers and have CNN with like under a million subscribers. We can't have that. We can't have regular people having more power than the state. So we better rein in on that shit. We can't have one guy in his basement making more money than Fortune 500 company CEOs or Bilderberg attendees. We can't have that. So we've got to use our tools, Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, to stifle that process so that business keeps flowing our way and not your way. We don't want you guys making money off opinions that are different than ours. We don't want you guys having a public face when you're espousing ideas that are destroying our agenda politically or corporately or whatever the hell, or on an individual basis. The amount of contradictions in this is just insane the more you unravel it. And you'll say, well, but Dave, how do we keep people nice? How come we can't just be... Look, get that fairy floaty shit out of your head. It's never going to happen. And the only way to make it happen is to use force and coercion to make it happen. And that produces even more evil than what you're trying to fight against. Don't you understand this? Ah! Good intentions are not enough. They're not enough. You can be well-intentioned. You can think you're a good person because you smile and you love everybody and you go to everybody's birthday parties and you give everybody thumbs up and pats on the back and double high fives. You can think you're a good person. It doesn't make you good. Because then if the next moment you're going to turn and say, yeah, well, I like this person because they agree with me on everything. But that person, they don't agree with me on this point. And so... to the guillotine with them. Like, do you realize that this is all history was? It's just that it's being done digitally now. What do they say in Tron? Remember Tron, the Disney movie? The first time the kid finds his dad's experimental lab and gets beamed into another dimensional portal or whatever, the quantum entanglement matrix, and then he's realizing he's in computer simulation and his dad told him all about it, and then they got all these like guards that are talking in really creepy voices and differentiating all the different slaves, and they're like, okay, this one's gonna be games. You'll be a gladiator in the games. And this one will be going to de-resolution. De-resolution. You will be de-resolved. You will be melted out of the internet landscape. You will not be heard from because you are a dissenter. You do not support Big Brother. You do not support this particular ideology. You will be censored. You will be shut down. How do we not think that it's going to be that? Like, with the actions you're taking by saying, well, these specific issues, like the fact that YouTube got specific about it. They didn't just say, hey guys, you're not allowed to yell fire in a crowded room. You're not allowed to call for the death of somebody else, even though left-wing liberals call for the death of people and genocide all the time on Twitter without being banned. But anyways, you're not allowed to actually call for physical violence. You're not allowed to dox people. I'm cool with censoring that, okay? Like, just as a compromise, all right? Because half of that shit's empty threats anyways, and we're all adults, and we should be able to deal with our own stuff. I think the fact we run to government and big corporations for safety all the time is pathetic, but that's just my opinion. I'll meet you halfway, and that would be a reasonable amount of control, all right? Are you happy with that? No, Dave, that's not enough. Someone says something that offends me, like they love dodgeball, they have to be taken off the internet. No one should be allowed to hear them because I disagree with that person. So I'm going to write YouTube and Google and I'm going to have them doxed and taken off the internet. That's ridiculous. How do you not see the double standard? How do you not see how this is not congruent with freedom? And it goes against the Constitution. It goes against our free rights. And not just free rights because it's written down on paper. Your sovereign right as a human being This is between you and God, man, or you and nature, or you and you. I don't, whatever belief system you come from. This isn't between you and the government or you and Facebook. They don't, when you're that big and you are shaking hands with the government and you're having all this regulation, you're not a private company anymore. When you have the CIA and the Pentagon in on this shit and buying data and buying people's information and buying information from you, you're not just a public business just trying to do business and we get to kick out who we don't like. That's, you're beyond that now. You're the marketplace. You were created to be that way. You are that way. You're censoring people that are actually part of building your platform. The people they're censoring built the platform. Like, I'll bet you anything, people like Alex Jones, again, love him or hate him, he built YouTube. He was huge. He was even bigger than they showed his numbers. He was constantly under fire from day one for challenging all these people at Bilderberg and challenging 9/11 and challenging Sandy Hook. We should be able to question all of it. Is it a sad situation? Yes. I don't know. I don't believe Sandy Hook was staged. I just think that you should have the right to question events, especially when the people reporting it have been caught lying in the past. What are you going to do? Go, well, I'll just automatically give them the benefit of the doubt every single time, even though time and time again, they've been caught lying and committing fraud and smearing people incorrectly. So the mainstream media gets away with murder when it comes to reporting false stories that have real world ramifications on people's lives, smearing people, and then later being, oh yeah, I guess we totally messed that up. Sorry, we totally ruined your life. Like that kid, that Covington kid that was just wearing some I support Trump hat or whatever. And the guy's whole life is ruined now because of what the media did to him. And they admitted it and they came out and I don't even think they apologized. And yet that kid now has to live with the eternal consequences of their actions. And there's no big outcry. There's no censoring of the mainstream media for being an org of lies. But yet Alex Jones make a couple mistakes on a couple reports. He's the devil. Take him off the internet. Dan Dix is trying to go in there and penetrate Bilderberg, for Christ's sake. Like, do you even know about that? And he's trying to go in there and question all kinds of very, I know these are difficult issues to talk about, but I did another meme the other day, which I thought was brilliant. I shared it. It was a meme about religion and politics. We don't talk, we've been trained to not talk about religion and politics because we don't want to offend anybody and be socially ostracized for our opinions. Yet what's happened because of that sort of social thing, is that now we're very uneducated about religion and politics. So the quote was basically, instead of censoring the conversation, we should educate people on how to have a conversation. So if your big concern is bullying and hate speech and la 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 la, then let's help bring more tools to educate people. I mean, you do it for the homeless that are addicted to heroin. You don't just censor their right to heroin. What does the government do? They build these little needle spots where they supply these heroin addicts with needles to go and overdose on fentanyl with clean needles so they don't spread AIDS. They don't censor it out, right? They don't go in and go, if I even see you touch a needle, you're gonna get put in jail in solitary confinement and your YouTube channel will be shut down, although I don't think homeless people have YouTube channels. But they don't do that. So there's all, but when it comes to speech is worse than fentanyl and heroin addicts and allowing and encouraging people to go on a death spiral. How does that compute? Okay, and I could go on and on with the endless contradictions. So here's what's gonna happen. They're gonna use these steps and then eventually they're gonna say, you know what, Dave, we agree with you. There is too many contradictions. We do need to censor more. We're just getting warmed up. What's next? Oh, taking this away, taking that away. Can't say this, can't go here, can't do this. Cut off from this access point. Like, this website shut down. And then the question is, who gets to decide what's the truth? Who gets to decide what makes it to Wikipedia? Who gets to decide who the historical figures are that we're supposed to worship? And who gets statues built after them? Even though there's scores of geniuses and they don't have any statues built to them. They don't, nobody knows about them. I'm just saying, is them allowed to say that? Am I allowed to have that opinion until proven otherwise? I say something, you take it in, you go, you know what? Good point, Dave. Or you take it in and go, I don't agree with you. And then you give me all the shit for it. And I go, all right, bring it on. Oh, you have a fact that I've never heard before? Oh, I guess I was wrong. That's easy. I don't have to be offended. Nobody has to get censored. We just have a conversation like adults, and that's the end of it. Right? Right? Did I miss something? So they're just getting warmed up. They're coming after you. Don't worry. They're just starting. They've even said it. They're proud of it. Yeah, we're just getting started on all this censoring. We have just begun this process. It's like that meme from Lord of the Rings, "So it begins, the great shitstorm of our time." It just began. It just began with this YouTube. Well, it didn't just begin with it. There's been a whole trail of things that have happened since 2016. But on and on we go. A little more here, a little more there. Move the goalpost over there. It's a slow boil of the frog, okay? And if you don't understand that metaphor, I'm not going to repeat it. You'll have to look it up. The boil the frog metaphor. You do it slowly. It's the Fabian socialist way. You know, Fabian, Fabius, the strategy of infiltration, slow takeover, weaken your enemy from within, and then destroy them. That's how it goes. That's the way it goes. So freedom is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. Freedom of expression is under attack. Even though the people doing it are like, all we want is more freedom of expression. I mean, it's Pride Month. It's Pride Month. I got nothing against homosexuals or LGBT people or trans. Hey, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. I do have a bit of an issue though with parades with big black rubber dildos and naked children dancing in front of full-grown adults that are naked, people with their boobs hanging out everywhere, and then kids are watching this. I mean, yeah, there's an impact to that. Don't kid yourself, okay? Like, there's an impact to it. So I'm all for free expression. I'm all for pride and achieving equality with all that stuff. Fine. But, you know, I'm allowed to critique things that I don't like about that in the way that you're going to critique. Like right now, someone tried to create a straight pride parade in Boston, I think it was. And that's being censored. That's being attacked. The website is being attacked. You know, it's amazing. So what do you do? What do you do? You can't have it both ways. Either you're allowed to have a pride parade and a straight pride parade, like gay pride, straight pride. Go ahead. Why can't everybody have pride? Why can't black people have pride? Why can't native people have pride? Why can't white people have pride? Why can't gay people have pride? Why can't straight people have pride? Why can't liberals have pride? Why can't conservatives have pride? Why can't coincidence theorists have pride? Why can't conspiracy theorists have pride? Like, if you really want it to be Pride Month and you really want diversity, we should have so much diversity. Diversity is not just race and gender. Diversity is diversity of thought, diversity of opinion, diversity of thinking, diversity of all these different things. Like, that's how I see diversity. And I agree that you have equality of value and freedom no matter what your orientations are, and I respect that. But obviously I'm going to get a little bit critical when I start to see that there's a double standard. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. And you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to like my opinions. And yes, it does take strong people that have self-esteem and a spine to survive in a free society. That's for sure. That is for damn sure. I want freedom to say what I want to say. I should be able to curse. I should be able to talk about difficult subjects. I should be able to express my opinion. I should be able to come on and change my mind and have a different opinion next week. I should have freedom. And you should have the freedom to either press play on the video and watch it straight through, or not press play on the video, or press play on the video, watch a little bit, go, I don't like this guy, I don't agree with him, and then move on to something else. You have freedom. That's the beautiful thing about freedom. Don't censor people, just educate people, and it'll work itself out. So that's my thoughts. Let me know what you think. Sorry if I offended you, but you're gonna have to grow up and realize that you have to take personal responsibility in your life at some point. And you have to be strong enough to withstand the arrows that are inevitably going to be slung your way by this person or that person on this or that topic at some point. you got a big honking nose, someone's going to point it out sometime, maybe even a little kid. Are you going to start censoring the speech of children because they're so bloody honest and they say the darndest things and they're going to call you out on the fact that you have a big nose with a booger hanging out of it and they're going to laugh at you? Are you going to be running to the safe space when a little kid is crying at you? So if you're not going to do that, then don't live in a double standard universe and start censoring other people because you disagree with them. And if your feelings are hurt, stop watching social media and go and do some personal development and some yoga and go for some walks in the woods. And, you know, maybe you should learn how to be a little bit stronger. I mean, this planet, we're living on a ball flying through space. Anything could happen. Earthquakes, tornadoes, volcanoes, invasions, wars, societal meltdowns, power grid going down, random attacks from violent criminals, the overtaking of our political system by tyrants. A bunch of things could happen. There's millions and millions of ways to die and get injured and get hurt physically. And here we are worried about how you feel. Like, your mom should worry about how you feel. Your spouse should worry about how you feel. Your friends should worry about how you feel. You should worry about how you feel. But I don't have to. That's what freedom is. And you don't have to worry about how I feel. And if we become friends and we start really, oh, you know what? We have more in common than we think. Then we can start talking about feelings. But we're not going to censor each other. We're not going to put this into political debate and make it law where it's punishable by fines and imprisonment or complete ostracization from society. That's not the way to do it. Educate the discussion. Don't censor the discussion. So that's my take. I hope it helps. I hope this video stays alive for a little while. I am looking for another place. So if any of you guys have a good bead on some better social media platforms coming up that are for liberty-minded, free-thinking, strong people, let me know. I'll be there in a heartbeat, and I will help that organization build from the ground up if I must, because this is just getting ridiculous. I'm going to stay on YouTube as long as they'll have me, and I will put the content out as I can. And in the meantime, I'm going to look for something better. So, yeah, let's do this, guys.